The following program does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us today. Of course, you know what we do here is we try to raise you to a higher level of consciousness for you to wake up and realize that you're it. You're the bomb. You're the God that exists. And there is no other that's greater than you. The differences between you now or where you can be is just raising, allowing yourself to get closer to understanding the true you, where you raise yourself to a higher level of consciousness, godlike almost. No pun intended. So we try to wake you up to this reality for you to understand there's a lot more about you than you were taught or told. So we follow what's happening in the world all the time. And every now and again, you find something in history that isn't the case. We hear things and then we said, oh, well, that wasn't true or that's not true or whatever the difference is. So we're at a point where we're wondering if what we've been told thus far, is there any truth to it? You know, the way our lives are working today and the things that are good for you, things that are not good for you and all these things, we're wondering if we're hearing the truth, or we're just hearing the stories being told by the conquerors or this whatever, something, but somebody's got an ulterior motive. Somebody's got something to gain from giving you a story. Much like when you watch a commercial, you see the first thing they do in the commercial is show you how bad things are and then give you an alternative and then the solution to getting something way better. If you're watching that guy that was sitting on the couch before and he was losing his hair on the commercial, the next scene he's driving in a convertible with a whole bunch of pretty girls around him, and they give you this idea. Why am I saying all these things? That I'm saying that simply because others may just tell you a story to benefit themselves and not necessarily you. And we are gullible enough to believe that what we hear is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And some of us don't go any further by trying to challenge it or to see if it's actually, there's any truth to it at all. So if you know who you are, you will know the things that you enjoy, and you'll also know the things you don't enjoy. A step towards becoming who you are is eliminating the things that you know for sure that you're not, but you find your head or your brain running towards thinking about them. If you know thyself, of course, you will know how life is supposed to be. You will find your place as a spiritual being and live a spiritual life. And of course, there's no fear. there's nothing to be concerned about, including leaving the physical world to return back to the spiritual world. You'll understand that there's nothing to fear. You'll also learn right off the jump that the things we're most afraid of never really happens. And we carry that throughout our entire lives. We're teaching you to wake up and to understand and to know yourself. Live your life without fear. Of course, in the midst of it all, you'll understand that you are not lesser to anyone, to another, neither are you greater. There was never a decision that was made to select a particular group of people to be the leaders of the others, or the managers. There's never a decision. We've all had equal opportunity. Of course, a lot has happened over the world to have taken away other people's opportunity or put them in a position where they become the beggars as opposed to the givers. Life happens. We want to know, how do we get to the best of ourselves? How do we understand? How do we get to understand what we're capable of? What strength we have? Whatever weakness you may have, it was self-inflicted. You brought it on. You have taught somebody how to treat you. And that most often has become the road or the path we take throughout the rest of this life. When you showed up here, you had no fear. Well, you had an agenda of the things you're supposed to remember, or what you're supposed to do, or where your destiny is, by the time we figure out where we're supposed to be, what we're supposed to do, what message we were supposed to deliver, for a lot of us, it's absolutely too late. Of course, that will force us to come back and do it again and again and again. If you haven't hit your target in this life, you will come back and try it again in the next life. When you've come here, you had a plan, and I've said that many times. We've forgotten about it. So what we do here is we try to raise you to the higher level of consciousness so you could know thyself. All the equipment that is required for you to become the best you is within you. And you cannot find it out there. You must look internally to find that. We've been told is to look out there for something or someone to come and rescue us. Well, that's not going to happen. All the things you need to become a super person, or whatever it is that you desire, is within you. And you showed up with that. The godlike quality is within you. You just need to know that. By you giving praises or praying to something else, you are giving away your power, your strength. You're saying, I don't have the ability to become that. So you're asking for another to come and aid you into getting what you need, what you want, your birthright. You may have accepted the fact that you cannot accomplish it. And those words are very harsh for you to carry around for the rest of your life. You've given up. You just said you can't do it. So you ask another to assist you. And that won't happen either, because nobody but you know your destiny, your reason for being here. Many others have tried telling you that they know. In some cases, they say they know better than you. Well, that's not possible. Your story was designed by you, for you. Therefore, no one else will know it. It's like your secret PIN code you may have for some of your electronic devices. The only reason someone knows it is because you've told it to them. That's it. Nobody else could know it. It's within you. The strength is within you. So we wake you up to a higher level of consciousness for you to accomplish that. Wake up. Know thyself. Know who you are and how great you are. Whatever state that you're in, you have the ability to repair whatever damage has been done to you. You have the ability to fix or heal yourself. You have to know that. Or the foods or the rest or the water, whatever it takes to bring you back to maximum or even maybe better than you've ever been, now is the opportunity for you to learn it. And in doing so, you learn to live in a spiritual world. You learn that you are the greatest entity that exists. And you take the time to elevate yourself to that level where it becomes all-knowing. We don't want to believe. If you're believing, you have given up. You've accepted something else because you're believing. But suppose you know, then you don't need to believe because you know. And when you know, you'll understand that it was a waste of time to believe. You've got to know. What you will accomplish, you will know. What you've done thus far, you know. But if you just choose to put it all aside and believe something else, you have just given up. So let's not spend our entire life on what we believe. Move towards what we know. And if you can't prove it to yourself, there's no sense in believing it's real. Wake up. Thank you for coming to the show. You're listening to Barrington, and this is what we do. Again, raise you to a higher level of consciousness. Wake up, everybody. Thank you for coming to the show. We want to thank all the listeners, the longtime listeners, new listeners, wherever you may be, wherever you are. Thank you for being a part of this show. To everyone, I say welcome. Old time listeners, new listeners alike, welcome home. Home is where your spiritual existence began, or where it's come from. I don't know if it began there, it's just there. And when we say welcome home, we bring you back to a place of being, a spiritual person, spiritual existence. So we say welcome home. Is the things we hear about in history, is it real? Or is it just a story being told by the one who was victorious in this, whatever it is? And they tell the story to their favor, to their benefit. Of course, they're not going to tell you if they were the losers. They're not going to tell you they were the losers. They'll change the narrative and tell you what they want you to hear. So, of course, we've been hearing many things, and I did touch on it a minute ago, about history. And is it real? Is it the way it is supposed to be? Am I listening to all these stories, and everybody who's telling us a story about parts of history is telling the absolute truth, whatever that may be? If it's not true, would you want to know the truth? Are you comfortable with where you are today? If you are absolutely comfortable with where you are today, and you have no desire to know a different way, a different truth, probably, you've accepted life as it was told to you, as opposed to life as it is supposed to be. And I'm not suggesting that it's not. I'm asking you for your own truth. Do you believe the stories that you've been told throughout your life? Do you believe there's a group of people that was selected to become the chosen ones? Or do you think that group of people just made that up because it suits them? Do you believe the group that you're a part of, or the religious box maybe, or the belief system that you're a part of, do you feel it is superior to the next person's belief? Because a lot of what I've been learning is that most people that's a part of a group, believes, of course, that their group is the best. And of course, their group may be the only one that will make it to the promised land, up or down. I don't know the situation. But of the 9 billion people that live here, only a few are selected to go on to a better place, up or down. 9 billion. But actually, if that's the case, it'd be a lot more than 9 billion. It'll probably be in the trillions, like maybe 9 trillion, possibly, simply because the length of time that Earth has been here and that people are always dying. And I'm also told that on the day there'll be a resurrection where everybody comes back to life. I wonder where we'd all stand. Anyway, that's not the point here. The point being is that from that large group, there'll be a few selected to go on. And I often wonder or ask people, how was this group created? By whom? We've come from a place all the same. Even the great, great, great ancestors, many grandmothers ago, has come from the same place that we've come from. And we're here. And then when we go back to the spiritual world, I wondered, and I do wonder from time to time, how was this elite group selected? Because we've come here the same way, by the same method. And of course, we leave the same way. How in a spiritual world where there's no judgment, no judgment, did we come up with this? We, because we're all a part of everything. How did we come up with this elite group to run, to take over, to govern? And where would that have happened? Those are the questions I get all the time. And of course, when I say to a lot of people I don't believe in what they believe, they will often mock or judge, or yeah, thinking that you're not well, or your cheese has melted off the crackers, pardon the expression. But then I will follow up by saying I have no desire to go where you think you're going. And of course, now they're wondering if I'm well. I don't want to go where you're going. I don't. If I did, I would follow what you're following and believe what you're believing. But because I don't, I'm going to go where I know we're going to go. And no, I'm not really trying to get into your office, your space, your heaven, or possibly your, I have no desire. I don't want to go there. Good luck. And email me when you get there, if you can. So this is what we talk about. We tend to think that there was a decision made to elect a group, a particular group, to become the guide. And in our lifetime, when we look back at what we studied against Egyptians, let's say, for example, or the Roman Empire, or, you know, British Empire when it was the bomb, and whoever's leading now. So we see that that's not consistent. That is change, or is changing. So I feel that we can't call it an absolute truth. Because if it was an absolute truth, there wouldn't be any changes to it. So in our lifetime, we see many generations or dynasty or all these possessions in the world that was dominated by a particular group. But then it changes, and it changes. So we can either assume that everybody gets a turn at bat and they're going to rule for a little bit, and when that ends, another one's going to take over, and so on and so forth. And that's the way it is supposed to be. Well, I don't think so. Like I said, if we had a dynasty a long time ago, and then we went to the Europeans and we went to England that dominated 2/5 of the world, 40%, you kind of have to say, if it's not a consistent, then it couldn't have been the truth, because it's the power seems to be changing hands. Which is saying that there was never a divine meeting to elect the superior group. because that superior group would always be. It would always be. But we're seeing that it's not. And we've seen changes. And we've seen people adjusting and groups adjusting and leaders adjusting. Which means the proof of saying there was never a group elected to run the show. Because we've seen over time, it's changing and it's changing and it's changing. There's no consistency to it. Therefore, we can't call it the absolute truth. Therefore, you have to get rid of the idea of believing that there was an elected group, religion, people, countries, that was supposed to be the dominant one. So it's fought for, conquered, and now it's probably being held by the ones with the biggest muscles, right? If the muscles should fail one day, somebody else will be the will be the winner. So it's not the consistency. Therefore, we're not born or created to be a group. Every once in a while, you hear a leader stand up and say, yes, we're the one, or we're going to be the one, or we're trying to be the one. Well, if that, this is what we've seen in our lifetime or recent years, according to history, there's no consistency to it. So you have to get rid of the idea that there was a group selected to be that leader. Just thought I'd say that. We're going to go check, see if we've got any emails. We'll take it from there.
We do. Thank you, folks. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. You can write to us right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Anytime during the week, you can write to us, awaken1308@gmail.com. That's awaken1308@gmail.com. Kim writes in. She says, I love the funny commercial ads that you used as an example. It's hilarious for these pharmaceuticals and other ads. I love it when I see that. But did you ever notice this? At the end of the ad or in the ad, there's always 8,000 pages of disclaimers that can harm you. That's from Kim. Thank you, Kim. Larry wants to know, if and when we come back with your belief system, do we come back as a child, baby, or an adult? That's from Larry. Greg wants to know, who is this superior group you are referring to? Why don't you just say it? It seems like you're hiding something. That's from Greg. Doris wants to know, how many times do we come back? Is it eternity? Once we die, we come back. We die, we come back. Is it an everlasting thing? That's from Doris. Billy writes in, so if we have our own belief systems in certain things, should we never give advice to anyone? That's Billy. Mary says, I can really see today that you are putting down religion and heaven and hell. That's okay. We're all entitled to our opinion. But I don't believe you should believe that there's nothing really to go to when we die. That's from Mary. And back to you.
Okay. Mary, you're saying I'm putting down religion and putting down a lot of things. Religion is made up, and we didn't show up with it. And if we did, there wouldn't be a situation where we show up with 30,000 different versions of how to live. But it was made up here, and of course, it's always in the favor of who wants to be the governing body. I'm not putting it down. I'm not for it. It doesn't work for me. I don't get anything great from it. The religions that people has followed around all around the world is definitely the cause of all the wars that we've had and the wars that we're having right then, right now. So therefore, it's probably not the best thing if it's going to make us kill ourselves, which it has been doing for a very long time. Well, thank you very much for that. And I hope I'm not insulting anybody who wants to believe what they believe. I understand there's over, what is it, they say 30,000 different kind of religions on this planet, and all of them are dead wrong, except the one that you believe. Well, you probably believe that you're superior and yours is the best. The other 29,999 is just there for decoration, space filler, if you want to call it that. Billy, do we give people advice? And are we sure that the advice that we're giving them is good? Or does it benefit us or benefit them? The person that's the listener versus the preacher. So what you can do is, if you open a door, you could have somebody look in to see if it's what they're interested in, and don't hold them captive. Let them come around, and then end up leaving. You could give advice. If I see you outside and you're in the middle of the winter where we live and you're cold wearing a t-shirt, I could suggest you find a warmer place or a better, warmer clothes to wear. I think that's great advice. But for me to knowingly tell you that you're not doing well because of the choices that you make, I don't know that we could do or give that advice and be very effective. We could suggest based on how we feel and, how life works out for us. Hey, Doris, how many times do we do the go around or the come around? Well, I didn't mention today on the intro about reincarnation or rebirth. But I did say that if you've missed your mark, you're more than likely coming back to do it again because you've come for a purpose. Like if you delivered a message, and the vehicle that you're taking to get to the address passes the address, well, you have to make some arrangements to get that message back, don't you? And this is how our lives work. How many times do you come around? I don't know. I do know that every time you choose to come here, you made that decision. And it was done at a higher level of consciousness. Nobody forced it on you or gave you a horse and a note and says, gallop and go over there. No, they simply said, you chose for yourself to come here and do whatever it is that you're supposed to do. So how many times is it going to take you to get it? I'm not sure. I can't answer that question. No one can answer that question. It's one of those questions that's just for you. Good luck with that. Greg, you seem to think I'm hiding something. I don't have a particular group. And I go with somebody always saying they can read between the lines. And I always say, don't read between the lines. Just read the lines. Just hear what you hear. Am I hiding something? I'm not even sure how to address that. And I don't have a particular group of people that I'm referring to. Over the years and the history of the world that I've studied and I've looked at, it seems that this group is constantly changing from one hand to the other hand. So I don't know what you're hearing that I'm hiding. I guess I'm not doing a good job of hiding it, or maybe you're just not hearing it properly. I'm not sure how to address that. But no, I have nothing I'm trying to hide. And this particular group of people that you're referring to, I don't know who they are because I have nothing to hide. Larry, you wanted to know when you come back, you come back as an adult, or you come back as a child. When you do come back, you're coming back in a body. And yes, you have to be birthed into this life. It is interesting to note that in order to make a life on this planet, of course, we use men and women. And the men is giving life to the women that carries the child to term. It's hard to understand, it's hard to accept, but the life is given to the female and the female carries it to term. And then you come back as a baby. That's it, that's a child. You have to come back as a child and you're not gonna do very well, or God help that mother that has to deliver an adult. But my point being is that, no, when you do come back, Larry, you come back as a child. What you come back for, it might have been to repeat the purpose, or you have a message to deliver. We didn't get to that today. But to make a person on this planet, of course, we say we need the man and the woman. Man's input, no pun intended, and the woman carries the child to birth. And then you're here. I'm going to get pushback on that, I know, but I didn't make it up. It is what it is. Research it. You'll get the same answers that I have. Kim, sorry, I missed that one for a second there. Well, the commercial is designed to get you involved in whatever product that they're trying to sell you or whatever service they want you to be a part of. You know, they have to give you the bad and then give you the solution of the good. And again, the couch scenario that I've used obviously talk about the how we become who we are based on what the product that we purchase from the TV, from our commercials. And if you do read or listen carefully to the commercial, you'll hear a whole bunch of disclaimers, and you're absolutely right. Whole bunch of disclaimers of saying the good things and the bad things. However, you're smart, we're smart, we don't have to buy it. You look at it, if it's not for you, all you do is just be mindful that just what they're trying to sell might not be for your benefit. I hope that answers the question for you. Today we're talking about, and of course I get this this call, and there's one that I want to put hands on, is a little bit more voice to, is Mary's question in regards to putting down the religion or people who believes in religion. It's not, I don't feel that I'm putting it down. I'm just saying it's not for me. You know, I don't put down animals. I don't eat flesh. I don't put down animals. It's just not for me. You know, I don't think curling is not for me, the sport. I don't have to put it down. It has nothing to do with me. I move around it. I have my life without it. So when I hear somebody's accusing me of putting it down, I'm wondering what words am I using that's making them see it differently than I do. Anyway, the other thing, again, was the hiding of something, and I'm not sure what I'm saying or that you're hearing that's giving you the impression that I've got an ulterior motive. I'm trying to get you to wake up to the highest level of consciousness for you to have the best life possible. I am opening that door for you to take a peek into this situation to see if this is where you want to be. I do talk a lot about meditation and how to free yourself from the ideology that was given to us by television or just negative parts of society, and for you to reflect on you just being who you are and get the best you to live this life, for you to use the currency that's available to you and utilize it and you make it the best for you, where you're living without fear, potentially without pain or illnesses. Get the best you. This is what I'm trying to put out there. I would say sell, but there's no value in it from this end. But I would say this is what I'm trying to put out there for you to understand. If you are not doing well, if you are in a place where you don't want to be, if you're living a life that's not serving you the way you feel it should be serving you, you have the ability within you to turn that around. Slow it down. Relax a little bit, connect yourself to the higher you, and live according to that person. See it in your mind's eye. Whatever it is that you're hoping to accomplish, you could see it. And then when you see, you hold on to that, and it comes towards you. You could pray until the end of the days, if there's ever going to be such a time. If you don't take an action towards what you're hoping to accomplish, you will still be doing it 100 years from today, just praying about it. Take an action, take a step, take a move, do a dance. I don't know, light a fire, stomp your feet, something. You have to take a step towards it. And by sitting there hoping someone, something is coming to rescue you, is wasting your own time. I say wake up. Wake up and take a good look at life. All the promises that was given to you, maybe from ancestors or generations, is it coming true? Is it happening? Are you waiting for somebody to come and rescue you? And rescue you from what? How do you know if you don't know thyself how your life is supposed to be? We need to step out of our own boxes and take a good look at what we want from life. What is it that you want from I don't know how many years you're going to be here, but let's just say 85 years that you're planning to be here. What do you want from it? What are you holding back that you're not willing to allow yourself to explore, and you plan to do it later. When? What if there is no later? Wake up. Wake up. This is your time to focus on what you want and not to live a life of being afraid, and go after it because you have the ability within you. Wake up to your own reality. This is what we talk about. Bring yourself to the higher level of consciousness. Don't waste your time thinking that some way, somehow, someone is going to rescue you, or something is going to rescue you. You are on your own. Sad to say that. We all create of an imaginary friend to answer the questions that we don't have the answers to, or to give us comfort in areas where we're afraid, thinking somebody's got my back, so I could just relax. Someone's got my back, but what price am I paying for that level of comfort? Well, find out if the somebody has your back really has your back. Because in most cases, when we think somebody's got our back, somebody's got my best interest at their heart, has really, really dropped that ball. And a lot of us can relate to that. So before you start throwing that hope or that belief into thinking that somebody is coming to rescue you, you might want to check if there is a chariot on its way towards you, or a rescue mission of some sort, and take your own steps towards saving yourself. Nothing, you don't need to be rescued. The questions that we can't answer is because we don't know who we are. And to not challenge anything and just accept it, thinking somebody's gonna get your back, take care of you. Wow. Just wow. Wake up. Wake up. If you're not feeling well, figure out what will make you feel better. If you're not doing well physically, figure out what it's needed for you to do better, to be healthy. You owe it to yourself. And it starts today. Yesterday. It doesn't start tomorrow. We are not to give the majority of our life into studying to be a good something, for a tool, for someone, or some other entity. We've seen how the big companies out there would want to use you for their benefits. I am not going to get into that, but we've all seen it. So that would go into thinking that at some point there was a meeting that elected a group of people to be the corporation leader, the world leaders, whatever the case may be. That would suggest that at some point that meeting happened. But it didn't. It did not happen. Because we've all come here by the same method. And we've come from the same place. And you have to come as a child, like I was saying to Larry earlier, you do have to come in as a child and build it up. And the ideas that we have in our heads today, they're all created. They're all the bad ideas, the negative ways of life, the negative way that we treat people. They're all created here. When you go back, you return to the spiritual world, you will understand it better. Sadly, most of us are not doing it here, but it'll make better sense when you see all we're doing is playing a role, and we've come here to live a life and then to enjoy it. Somewhere on the journey from there to here, we were told other things, and a lot of us has stepped off our path, and we have forgotten where we're supposed to be, what we're supposed to be doing. Wake up. Wake up. This is what we say to everybody. Just wake up. Have we got anything else there, sir?
We got a couple of emails. Folks, again, you are listening to Barrington Awaken. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com, instudio101@gmail.com. You can also email us during the week, anytime, 24/7. Our email address is awaken1308@gmail.com. Diane wrote in and said, curling? You don't like curling? Only kidding. Love your show. That's from Diane. Okay. Let's see. Eric said, let me make this a little bit bigger. We're on our own, Eric says. No imaginary God, no friends of Jesus, no this, no that. So you don't believe in God or Jesus. You believe that we are our own God. Is that true? That's from Eric. Stan says, what happens if there is no after? If you're not sure, you've mentioned if there is an after, blah, blah, blah. So you're not sure there's an after, a different life in a heaven or a hell? That's from Stan. And Irene says, someone will save us from sin. When you say save us from what? Sin is on this earth and we participate in it. Don't we have to have something to help us not sin? That's from Irene. And I think that's it. Back to you.
Okay. Irene, what if sin wasn't real? What if we just made that up? What if we just create a story and says, well, if you stole that man's chicken from his pot, you've made a sin and you must be forgiven for that. But what if we just made that up? Because, you know, if you were hungry enough, you would take that chicken from that pot with the fruit off the table or food to put in your stomach. Because first of all, we have what is required to survive. It's called survival instinct. And we will do what we'll have to do. If sin's not real, then your argument won't be. You understand? Sin is made up. Because it comes from that book. Nobody said this is sin. And if you want to believe that sin is real, one of those books out there said that somebody had died on the cross for our sins, which means we're free, we're good to go. There's no sins for us. Somebody has taken it away from us, going back to, are they coming to rescue us? And if the word sin is not real, then nothing else will have to be worried about because it's put under the word S-I-N. But if it's made up, then you don't need to worry about it. Nobody is coming to rescue you. Nobody needs to rescue you. Stan wanted to know what happens if there is afterlife. And, you know, should we be worried or concerned about the heaven or the hell or the rebirth? Well, there is a rebirth. We weren't always here and you've been alive long enough to see a brand new baby come into the world and an elderly person or just a person in general going out of the world. But they're going somewhere. They're coming back somewhere. But I assure you, it's not anywhere up there nor down there. It's just here. You have seen a baby come into the world in through a mother and it's showed up. There's your proof that there's something else somewhere else. Is it heaven? Is it up there or is it down there? Well, call it what you want. I think all of what you want to say about it up there, down there is still here. And because of science and what we've proven thus far in our existence, there isn't an imaginary person in me that wants to make me think that there's a better life out there. We're going to hold hands and sing Kumbaya jelly pudding, something like that. There is no up there. There is no down there. There is another place that exists without a body. Diane, I appreciate it. I understand that you're just making a joke, but I don't know curling well enough to have an opinion on it. I'm not a sports person at all. So I wasn't suggesting I do like or dislike, but thank you for loving the show. I appreciate it. And thank you for being there. And I don't know enough about it to create a judgment. I just know that I'm not involved in it. How's that? Can't make a judgment. This is our life. This is how we live. This is what we do. We wake up in the morning, we go about our lives, we take care of people if we can, we help them out best as we can. Most of us go out and make a dollar to pay for our the things that we enjoy. I don't know that I need to put any more effort into it to help others to put more pot chickens in their pot. You should be taking care of yourself and only yourself. Sorry. Eric was asking if the loving of the God and Jesus exists. Is there God? There is. It's you, Eric, and it's everybody else. You know, everybody that exists, we're all a part of this great wave. You're a part of it. You can't think an ice cube that was, formulated in your fridge versus my fridge is any different. It's an ice cube. Let it, put it down and see what happens. It runs back to the ocean because that's what it does. You know, and life just goes around in that circle. Is there God? I've heard many stories about the Jesus, even before the letter J was in our alphabet, there was this Jesus. And then of course he became, the J popped in, what did they say? I don't know, about a while ago, there was no J in the alphabet, there was Jesus. And it talks about all this time. I've read somewhere it says it was actually just a ship that was called Jesus. And all these things. And if you follow a lot of the teachings that's out there, you could see the story that we're familiar with has been told for many, 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 many generations, long before, you know, the newer version of it. So that story has been around for a while, and because of the broken telephone effect, I can't really follow it and call it truth. Is there God? Yeah, that's you, the creator, the be all and end all. You've been here forever. You'll be here forever. We're all a part of this great wave. We're not separate. You are connected to the person that you dislike the most, as well as the one you do like the most. You're all connected. It's the energy that makes us who we are, right? The energy that's within us is making us who we are. And everybody who's alive, animal alike, has this energy. You could name it if you want, or just let it be, knowing full well you can never destroy it. If you were in a room and you're watching someone on a bed, a machine, a scale of some sort, and they're leaving this world, the weight, the mass would change at the minute of them leaving, indicating something has left your body. I think you get heavier. I'm not 100% sure, but I do know for sure simply that there is another entity that's within you, bigger, larger, greater than the body. And that's the same thing that's connected to everybody around the world, every living being around the world. And that we call the creator, the energy, the God, whatever you want to call it. It does exist. So is there a God? Yeah. Is there a greater person above any one of us that's making decisions or writing down X's in our books for every time I drink a vodka? No. Just love to say he'd run out of crayon a long time ago, but that's not the point I'm trying to make. The point I'm trying to make is that we are governing ourselves and nobody is coming to rescue us. Nobody wants to hear that, but that's what it is and that's how it is. One of the questions I had today was, am I sure that there's a life after this one? Of course, because we see they're coming back. They're coming back. A lot of people tend to believe this is it. We just showed up, we go into the body, and then we're done for, and that's the end of it. Well, what happens to the energy that was in the body? Where does it go? Or they? What happens to it? It's going somewhere. And then, sure enough time, within time, you'll see another body shows up, and then another body shows up, and they just keep showing up. So there is a source out there that governs us. When the life leaves the body, it's lifeless, pardon the expression. They say only the brain functions after death. I don't know how that works, but it could be nerve endings or whatever the case may be. It's not my thing. But when we do leave here, we do go to another place. Is it up there? Is it down there? Nope. No. Is there paved gold? Or is it gold? Or paved roads? I'm not sure. How would you build paved roads without being able to hold the instrument to do the building? Anyway, that's what I wanted to say. We talked about if there was a chosen group, if there were chosen, some people were chosen, why would that group be that person? Why would, how, what did they do to become that superstar? How did that happen? Did they volunteer? Was there a resume? Or we just show up as babies? And I tend to want to say, believe that we just show up as babies. Our lives, it's a privilege for you to have it. Please don't let it pass you by. You're honored for all the trillions of life out there that doesn't get a chance to become materialized and come into this world as human being. You were chosen. You are special. You need to know that. It was not a coincidence that you are here. You choose to be here. This is how fantastic our lives are. People say to me, if we are the gods that you speak about all the time, what's the advantage? How about just being alive? If you're feeling pain or discomfort, or this is a choice. And you have the ability to reverse it, to move away from it, to cure it. The desire to get this amazing life is within your hands. So you are being attacked, and you have this weapon to defend yourself from being attacked so you could be safe or feel secure or live happy. But you refuse to, pull the trigger, no pun intended. Wake up. It's not an easy road. Though we've spent so much of our time walking in a direction that is not serving us none whatsoever, it is very difficult for you to just stop, turn around, and go the other way. I get it. I speak with an 80, 78-year-old mom, and she says, oh, yeah, her entire life was believing in this. Now that we're putting other things in front of her, she says, I know, I agree. I tend to agree. But occasionally, she slips back into what she was taught for maybe 50 of the years that she was here. So it's hard to do. Is it necessary? Absolutely. Do you want to live without fear, without limits? Do you want to live without anger, or even better, without judgment? Because if you stop judging, you'll be less angry. Wake up to your own reality and understand how big you are. We teach people, we tell people all the time, when it's confusing, you've got a lot going on in your mind, and you cannot think or concentrate on what you're supposed to, go for a walk. Just go for a walk, listen to the sounds of nature if that's where you are, or walk by the water. Just try to hear the water. Just try to hear the birds in the distance. Just try to hear something. Just go for a walk. And as you're doing that, you are clearing, you're cleaning, you're dusting out the cobwebs that's creating confusion for you. The less you have to think about, the easier it is for you. That's our intention. This is how we meditate. We want you to sit still and try not to have a thought, which is very hard to do, but you can do it. And if you were to do this on a consistent for a very long time, you will learn the art, the mastering of controlling your thoughts. The more you're able to control those thoughts, and the more you're able to slow down what's coming in, not dwell on them and let them go, the better you are at meditating. You will soon learn how to meditate for good sleep, for clarity, mental clarity, energy, good health. All these things, they're within you. You have to look within yourself to find them. Wake up to it. If you have a pebble in your shoe and every time you go for a walk, it bothers you, you're so used to it being there, you just learn to limp along. But what if somebody could just introduce you to the idea of just having it removed? Yes, right away, as you have it removed, you'll still limp. But when you realize it's no longer there, you start skipping. We've been told so many things in our lifetime, and we tend to believe that they're the truth. We want to believe that they're the truth. And we've come to fashion our lives around this great unknown protector. How is this protector protecting you? And there's this great protector that people are looking for, protected those against a tsunami, a storm, an earthquake, freezing. What happened? Did the protector forget to jump into action? Because I know if you're traveling and something disastrous happened, like a tsunami, and you're there, you're victim to that, your protector didn't help you. Your protector will not help you because it's non-existence. You have to step up on your own. And if you're telling me that this protector has protected you from the storm, from famine, from genocide, from wars, then okay, fine, it's working, but has that happened? When is the protector protecting you, and protecting you from what? Because I don't know that the people that are a victim, the victim of a train wreck, you're in your bed sleeping, the train slip off the tracks and take you out. What was the protector doing in that moment? Especially if you were holier than thou, according to the belief system. What does the protector protect you from? Slipping, falling, cutting yourself? What? Nobody wants to believe that nobody's coming to rescue us. Because we're more comfortable in thinking that if there is somebody coming to rescue me, I don't have to worry about all those other things, keep my head clear for others. But if you honestly believe that somebody, something, some force, some entity has your back, you might want to just prove it to yourself. Just, you know, you're not going to allow good faith for that person to tie the cord to the bungee cord for you. You might want to just check it on your own and don't rely on the fact that it hasn't happened, because accidents do happen. But to sit still and hope that somebody's got my back, I think that's it's a little out there. It's a little off. I've been sick before. Well, my protector wasn't protecting me before I got sick. As a matter of fact, it wasn't even my opinion, it protected me while I was sick. Take care of yourself and make sure you have your own back. Make sure you're doing all the things that you need to do. Understand the life that you live. It's a privilege for you to have it. You are great and everything is fantastic. You need to know that about yourself. There's no one greater than you. You have to understand that. I've never seen a society of a superior being. I have seen a society of very weak people pretending to be something else. That I'm quite familiar with. The stories were being told all the time. I don't know it's going to benefit us. A lot of people are out there, and I was reading the list of people who has emailed in today and talk about the benefit of life, and not one of them is, well, we had different reasons as to why they're calling in today, but more disturbingly, they're defending something they know nothing about. Most of them are defending something that they hear other people talk about. Most of them I guarantee you none of them has a proof of it, of the existence, but they're defending it because it makes them better, knowing they don't have to put out as much effort because there is a great deal of protection out there for you. I do hope you're right. I know you're not. If it serves you, you want to know, in my opinion, just is it real? You want to know that for yourself because you want to know that the safety straps are on for when you really need them, as opposed to they don't even exist when you're in danger. And you definitely really need them. I want to thank you very much for sitting with us today. Thank you very much for being a part of the show. I hope you benefit, and I hope you listen to what we say. Take a step towards finding something that's fantastic for you and keeping you safe. Remember, there isn't anyone coming to rescue you. And if you do find that person, please send them over to me, because I'll be so honored to have met somebody else's imaginary friend. Thank you very much. Enjoy the show. Enjoy the week. This show will be broadcast again on Thursday nights at 10 o'clock. So thank you for being there. Appreciate you. Without you, I don't exist. Have a good week. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.